His love for music transcended the boundaries of his modest life. He did not understand why he made music, but only that he needed to make music.
Welcome to Opportuno, Episode 54, Symphony of Serenity. This fictional story, written to feel true to life, reminds us that the true impact of pursuing one's dreams can be immeasurable and unpredictable. The story is about a solitary violinist that lived a simple life in the forest, unaware of the profound impact his music had on countless lives. His unwavering dedication to playing the violin resonated a universal language with those who stumbled upon his melodies. Though he lived in obscurity, his music traveled far and wide, touching those who heard his music and inspiring others to play the violin themselves. Following your dreams, even in the face of isolation with little money and material possessions, can make a difference not only in your life, but can make a difference in the lives of many people. The true legacy of a life's work is not measured by fame or fortune, but by the unseen ripples of positive inspiration it sets in motion. Now, on with the story, Symphony of Serenity.
Symphony of Serenity. Deep within a forgotten forest, where ancient trees stood sentinel and babbling brooks rippled a musical melody accompanying the songs of forest birds, there lived a man named Amadio. His home was but a humble tent nestled under the canopy of the forest, a sanctuary from the world's chaos where only the whispers of nature and the strains of his violin held sway. Amadio was a man of simple means, his days spent in communion with the land, tending to its needs and finding solace in its embrace, and the friendship of his dog named Treble. But within Amadio was an ember of passion for music that illuminated the darkness of his existence. His love for music transcended the boundaries of his modest life. He did not understand why he made music, but only that he needed to make music. Each evening, as the shadows lengthened and the world slipped into slumber, Amadio would retreat to his tent, his fingers caressing the weathered strings of his beloved violin. With each stroke of the bow, he wove a tapestry of sound that echoed through the forest, a symphony born of longing and joy, sorrow and hope. Unbeknownst to Amadio, his music was not confined to the solitude of the forest. No, it wandered on the wings of the wind to the farthest reaches of the earth. And there, among the hustle and bustle of distant lands, people would gather, drawn by the siren song of a solitary violinist hidden deep within the woods. They came from across oceans and continents, pilgrims in search of something intangible yet undeniably real, indescribable beautiful music. They would trek through untamed wilderness, guided only by the haunting melodies that beckoned them ever closer to their destination. And when at last they arrived, breathless and awestruck, they would find Amadio sitting among the trees, his eyes closed in rapture, his fingers dancing upon the strings. People would gather around him in reverent silence and simply listen. Some would even dance to the rhythm of his music. For Amadio, the presence of these strangers was a mystery, a puzzle he could not fathom nor wish to solve. He played not for fame or fortune, but for the sheer joy of creation, for the communion between man and nature, for the pure, unadulterated love of music. Many among those attendees at Amadio's concerts became violinists themselves, carefully learning by watching and listening how Amadio played the violin. These violinists went on to teach his music to others, passing on his legacy. And so, night after night, the forest came alive with the sound of Amadio's violin. Though he may never know the extent of his influence or realize how many people were moved by his music, Amadio's music echoed through generations. If you find yourself in the forest and listen very carefully, Perhaps you too will hear violin music carried on the wings of the wind. The end.
That's all for now. Thanks for listening. Please visit opportuno.org. This podcast episode will close with the following violin and piano music.